Joining me now by Haley Jensen. A couple more questions before we let you go. I'm a big fan of, like you said, that you're a fan of Canadian country music. I'm a massive fan of Australian country music. Well, I'll throw New Zealand in there too, because
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan of Kaylee Bell, and I know Kaylee's from New Zealand, so I don't want to leave her out. I'm a big fan of the country music coming out of Australia and New Zealand. I've actually spoken with Tori Dark and Christy Lamb in the past. I've chatted with both of them on the phone. I'm a big fan of the music coming out of Australia. Talk about kind of the music, the country music vibe there in Australia, because I know that you also have the Tamworth Country Music Festival, which is another that just I think that just happened as well. So tell us a little bit about the vibe and the country music there in Australia. Is that the number one genre, or what's the music scene like over there?
Look, the country music scene here in Australia has just grown so much, I guess, in the last, I'd say, like 10 years or so. It's just become so popular. And I think when I started in country, and certainly when I was growing up, it was always considered a little bit dorky here. We had like our traditional bush balladeers, which I think you guys would kind of call your folk
Okay, yeah.
artists. And that was sort of, they were sort of wrapped into, well, that's kind of our traditional country music. And that's sort of what most people thought of country music for, certainly when I was growing up. And then we started having these breakthrough kind of songs coming from, America and the rest. And people started going, oh, hang on a minute. This is like, there's a bit of a fusion of sounds and the production's a little bit more modern, and there's not just singing about their dog that died and that kind of stuff that
Exactly.
we're all, yeah,
Yeah.
no traditional country music. So look, the scene here is absolutely thriving. We did just have Tamworth Country Music Festival, and it's massive. It's nowhere near as big as your amazing Calgary Stampede, but
What's right there? I've seen, like, I know, yeah, Calgary Stampede is very big, but I've seen a lot of information coming, like Tamworth music, and I believe some Canadians have gone over there and played Tamworth. Like, I know it, how big it is, and it seems to be growing every year. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely massive. And they have all the, barrel riding and different things, as well as just the country music as well. But basically the entire town of Tamworth gets taken over by music. So there's buskers on the streets everywhere, every venue, including like takeaway fast food venues,
Oh, wow.
shopping centers have somebody there playing music, as well as the big entertainment centers and all that sort of stuff. There's kind of something for everyone at any level of their artistry to kind of be involved. And it is just a wonderful festival. There's talent kind of quests that help young artists to come through and get in more in the spotlight, star maker competition and that sort of stuff is, and of course, at the end of the week of Tamworth is our Golden Guitar Awards, which is kind of like your CCMA Awards.
CMAs, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like everyone goes to Tamworth to play a show, and then at the end of the year, we all celebrate each other's achievements and honor those that have kind of take away the awards at the end of the year. So it's a really awesome kind of celebration and great way to kick off our touring year here in Australia as well. Obviously, like we're in our summer right now, so this is kind of our kicks off the summer touring and kicks off the year, and I guess puts us all in the right frame of mind for like, okay, we're ready to take on the world now.
That's amazing. Oh, it sounds like such a cool thing to listen. Australia and New Zealand are my bucket list places of visiting of all time. So,
Yeah, by the way, Matt, we always claim the New Zealanders to be our own. That's kind of just what we do
okay.
here in Australia,
Well,
like Keith Urban and
right.
Kaylee.
Okay. Well, see, that's good to know. I didn't know that. I didn't. Well, yeah, that's good
Yeah, we just claim them as our own, and
to
then
know.
I'm not sure how New Zealand feels about that, but
Well, you know what? They'll be fine. They'll be all right. I don't know. I'll speak for them. They'll be fine with it. But yeah, Australia and New Zealand, places I've always wanted to go. Absolutely beautiful weather wise, and also I'm a big fan of animals and of all kinds.
Yes.
I'm not scared of. Well, you got some serious animals there. Listen.
We do have some serious animals, but
Serious.
look, if you stick to the well-trodden paths, you're
Right.
generally okay,
If you're
Matt.
not going to come across like a Sydney funnel web just out and about, just in town, that's going to be more in the outback. So That's I
fun.
know a little bit. Yeah, it's a wonderful place, and I hope to visit at some point.
You have to just do it, Matt. Don't think
I
about
know, I know. Well,
it. Just
it's like, yeah, I know. I agree with you. I agree. I should just bite the bullet and be like, you know what? It's just happening one of these years. I'm a big
Yep.
Lord of the Rings fan, so I want to go on the tour in New Zealand. Like, there's so many things.
Oh, I can tell you that is, you literally feel like you are a cast member in the movie when you turn up to New Zealand and going through Milford Sound and some of
Yeah.
these beautiful locations. It is absolutely unfathomable with our human eyes and brain to take in the beauty of these places. Like it is, I've traveled the world. I've been to Iceland, and that would be probably the
My goodness.
closest that I would say that would be like it, but
Yeah.
it's on another level altogether. Yeah, it's
That's amazing.
breathtaking.
I got to make it happen then. You're convincing me. It's
Come
gonna
on,
it's gonna
book
it's good.
the
Yeah, I know.
ticket.
Just that, it's gonna happen because it's one of my absolute it's my number one bucket place list. I think I'm gonna do both. Like when I do the tour, I might as well go to both places.
Yes, definitely. But you'll need to leave a couple of weeks. Australia is
Well, yes.
very, yeah, very big.
That it's and plus it takes like 2 days to the time difference it takes like a
You
long
can get
time to get there.
here.
It's gonna have to be
Yeah.
a few weeks, I think.
That's right.
Haley,
Yeah.
before we let you go, tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you in the next little bit. Obviously, over there in Australia, it's the summer season, so you probably got some shows continuing to songwrite maybe. What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Yeah, I've literally just finished producing my brand new album, which is going to be out later in this year. I haven't sort of signed off on all the songs yet, but I flew up to Tamworth just for my show and then flew back to finish recording. And at the end of the year, I was doing the last few songs as well. So I'm just so excited. I've got some brand new songs in the works and on the way before the album a little bit later in the year. I'm heading over to the UK to do a bunch of festivals in May. There's about four or five country music festivals in the UK, which is awesome. And every time I travel the world, people say, "There's country music in England," and I'm like, "Yes, there is, just like there is in Australia."
Right.
So there's some wonderful artists there too to check out as well if you're looking to search far and
Sure.
wide. And then I'm hoping to get over to CMA Fest at the beginning of June as well to experience that and hopefully do some showcasing. And then the album will be out towards the end of the year. And I'm really desperate to get back over to Canada because the last time I was physically in your beautiful country was back in 2019, just before
Been
the
too
world
long.
shut
It's been too
down.
long. Yeah,
And
exactly. Been too long,
yeah.
Haley. You got it. And well, yeah, and maybe like coming now to Canada, we're in winter right now. So maybe,
Yes, I might hold
yeah.
off.
So maybe because you like June, July, August, those type of months, that's a perfect time to come visit. Weather's going to be nice all the time. That'd be cool. So,
2026. That's
yeah.
where we'll be back. I'm going to be back because I absolutely loved my experience being there so much and traveling through. I stayed with a wonderful artist, Amy Nelson, and we
I know
went basically.
Amy's a really good friend of mine. I know Amy very
Yes.
well. Yes.
She's from Saskatchewan, and we traveled all the way from there, all across the country. And I played at Dauphin's Country Fest, and we just had the most amazing time. So yes, I can visualize the prairies and drive. She even let me drive, which we drive on the other
Yeah, I
side
know
here.
it's opposite. That must be.
Game of her. But I can't wait to come back and play some more shows, and I'm just so grateful for the incredible support that I've received from my music. Every time I release a song there in Canada, I'm just absolutely overwhelmed with the support, and the feedback always is, "Oh my gosh, it feels exactly the same as here." And I think it does. The simple things, community and the love of the land, and those things, they know no barriers, and it's the same everywhere you go in the world. So, and I do think that Australians and Canadians have, a really special bond.
I agree.
I think our personality, culturally, and we've got a lot of shared, similar history and, similar way of looking at the world. So I love Canadians, and I've loved working with all the beautiful people that I have that have been so integral in building my career over the last, I don't know, I guess 5 years or 6 years or so. So I can't wait to come back.
That's awesome. We cannot wait for you to visit Canada. Maybe come and join us for the CCMAs as well, Canadian Country Music Awards. That's in the fall. That's it's always a fantastic event. It's somewhere
It's on
different.
the list, like
Yeah.
your visit to Australia.
Okay,
So
there you go.
I've got to book
Yeah,
the ticket.
exactly. There we go. Awesome. And I'm a big fan of everyone I talk to in Australia is so wonderful, including yourself. And I love the music, and it's a beautiful place in the world. And Haley, we absolutely appreciate you taking some time to chat today. It's just an absolute pleasure chatting with you. And we absolutely love the music, and cannot wait to see what's on the way from you. So we really appreciate your time again here today.
Thank you so much, Matt. Shout out to everyone listening, and thank you so much for the wonderful support of my music.